Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, August 19th. Thankful Tuesday. I sure am thankful for you. One other thing that I thought of that I was so thankful for this week was reliable transportation. I think maybe I take that for granted sometimes. I just want to praise the Lord for reliable transportation. Are there things that you're thankful for that we might share on the podcast as we pray? Let me know if something comes to mind. In the book of Isaiah, we read a beautiful prophecy about the new Jerusalem. And in that day that is prophesied, the nations will take their weapons and they'll turn them into plowshares. They'll turn them into something that is useful for working in community. It's a beautiful picture. And they'll all gather in praise of the Lord. Then in the book of Acts, we'll read about Matthias being chosen to replace Judas. And in the Psalms, we'll read a plea for God to come quickly and to hear the psalmist prayer. Beginning with Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. This is a vision that Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house will be the highest of all, the most important place on earth. It will be raised above the other hills, and people from all over the world will stream there to worship. People from many nations will come and say, "Come, let us go to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of Jacob's God. There he will teach us his ways, and we will walk in his paths." For the Lord's teaching will go out from Zion, his word will go out from Jerusalem. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Wow, I love how that ended. Come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. I pray that for you and for me today, that we would walk in the light of the Lord. Moving now to the book of Acts. Remember, we're in the New Living Translation this week, and I'll be reading chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. The title in my Bible says, Matthias Replaces Judas. Then the apostles returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, a distance of half a mile. When they arrived, they went to the upstairs room of the house where they were staying. Here are the names of those who were present: Peter, John, James, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. They all met together and were constantly united in prayer, along with Mary, the mother of Jesus, several other women, and the brothers of Jesus. During this time, when about 120 believers were together in one place, Peter stood up and addressed them. "Brothers," he said, "the scriptures had to be fulfilled concerning Judas, who guided those who arrested Jesus. This was predicted long ago by the Holy Spirit speaking through King David. Judas was one of us and shared in the ministry with us. Judas had bought a field with the money he received from his treachery. Falling headfirst there, his body split open, spilling out all his intestines. The news of his death spread to all the people of Jerusalem, and they gave the place the Aramaic name Akeldama, which means field of blood." Peter continued, "This was written in the book of Psalms, where it says, let his home become desolate with no one living in it. It also says, let someone else take his position. So now we must choose a replacement for Judas from among the men who were with us the entire time we were traveling with the Lord Jesus. From the time he was baptized by John until the day he was taken from us. Whoever is chosen will join us as a witness of Jesus' resurrection. So they nominated two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. Then they all prayed, O Lord, you know every heart. Show us which of these men you have chosen as an apostle to replace Judas in this ministry. For he has deserted us and gone where he belongs. Then they cast lots, and Matthias was selected to become an apostle with the other 11. Wow, this is a very interesting passage. I love how the names of all of the disciples were presented. I feel like Luke is just giving us such a detailed account. He even mentions Mary, the mother of Jesus, being there. And it was curious and wonderful to me that the brothers of Jesus were there. I can imagine that Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection and their hearts were changed. Remember, there was a time when the brothers of Jesus tried to keep him from his ministry, they thought he was crazy. I also notice in the book of Acts how Luke is linking the Old Testament to the New Testament. Several times he mentions King David, he mentions the Psalms, and he is now beginning to interpret Jesus' life and ministry and the events surrounding his ministry through the scriptures that they have, through the Psalms and other prophetic books. The last thing I want to mention is the prayer that they prayed. Often we too find ourselves in seasons of discernment, and this prayer is one we can lift to the Lord. Oh Lord, you know every heart. Show us your will and your ways. Now moving to the Psalms, we're in Psalm 38, verses 21 and 22. Do not abandon me, O Lord. Do not stand at a distance, my God. Come quickly to help me, O Lord, my Savior. Lord, thank you for this opportunity we have to come to your word and to learn about you in it. We are so grateful for your spirit that guides us. We lift our hearts to you, and we thank you even now for a person. Sheila gives thanks for nurses and doctors, and we individually lift up the names of healthcare professionals who have impacted our lives. We thank you, Lord, for a place. We thank you for visions of the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, a place where people from every nation will come and praise you. We thank you for something today. Anything that comes to mind, for me, it's a reliable vehicle. What a blessing. And we thank you, Lord, for your attributes. We thank you for your sovereignty, that you know all hearts, and yet you still love us. We thank you, Lord, that you are light. We pray that you will help us to walk in the light of the Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and you come to our rescue. And so we say, O Lord, come quickly to help us. O Lord, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for my brothers and sisters today. Bless and keep them wherever they are, Lord, and remind them that your Spirit is with them. Even now, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.